Hello, GWA fan. I'm recording this as an audio again, largely because, well, I'm an audio creator. That's what I do. I use my voice. If it is better for you that I write it down, then I will do so. But I caught your message, your comment, and I wanted to respond to it quickly before you got flamed into oblivion or you decided to delete it or something similar. So bear with me. I have used Reddit's or possibly Google's translate function to tell me what you wrote. So I hope I have the correct translation here so I can respond to you piece by piece, okay? Hi, I'm Zita, and thank you. Thank you for coming in. First of all, this is obscenely brave of you, okay? I read nearly all of those comments on your website before it got to a point where people were just attacking each other and I couldn't read anymore. So I read a lot of the performers' words, a lot of the listeners' words, and I saw support for both sides of the argument. So let me say, first of all, that I deeply respect that you've come here and made a comment. Thank you. And I accept your apology. It's never superfluous to apologize. It never is. The reason I made the post I did that you've responded to here is because I wanted a discussion. I never for a second imagined I'd hear from you yourself, but I'm glad you're here, okay? So I'm going to address what you've said here piece by piece. I'm going to do it quickly. And then if you want to talk more about it afterwards, we can do, okay? Whew. All right. So sometimes when we do something, we don't always think about how negatively it can affect other people. Truth, absolute truth. And frankly, I believe this. I think I said it in my initial message, but I don't believe for a second that what you did was backed with malicious intent. I honestly don't. Okay. I don't feel that people, I don't automatically assume that people are acting to negatively affect others. That's just not how I feel about people. I generally give people the benefit of the doubt and assume the best until it's proven otherwise. Okay. So I believe you. I also agree that making life difficult for bots is a complete waste of time. I have no coding skill, personally. I have no idea how to do what you did. But you're not the first person to do what you have done, okay? And the very fact that you are not the first tells me, as well as everybody else, that it is very easy to do. It's so easy to do. So, again, I agree with you. Right, and then you made three bullet points. Audio tags. I can only speak for myself personally. I don't know how other creators handle their content aside from the people I listen to. But again, they handle their content their way, and I'm in no position to generalize, okay? With mine, the way I perform my scripts, it's not always possible for me to include my name in them or any other way to identify myself aside from a very specific tag at the start or at the end. So my content on YouTube, for instance, I will open it up the way I always do. Hello pets, Zita here. That is just the thing that I say, okay? But there are other people I have heard in the past who do find ways to include their name within the body of the audio, hopefully naturally, which therefore tags it as theirs. If I can find a way to do that, I will do so. It's just a sad thing, but it is necessary. However, the point you make here, otherwise your audio will be stolen and impersonated by other users, posting them, for example, on YouTube. True. And nowhere in any of this am I denying that's the case. And again, I'll say it, I'm not naive. I know this happens and I've accepted. No, that's not right. I know this happens. Yeah. Rationally, I know this happens. But just because I know it's a fact doesn't mean I have to accept it. It's still wrong. So I will fight it. Yeah. But I don't for a second think just because it's mine, no one's going to steal it. And if anybody does come to the internet with that kind of attitude, they're in for a rude awakening, frankly. And it's sad, but true. I know it's a fact, but I don't accept that it's the way it should be. And if I can educate people enough to change that attitude, then I will do what I can. All right. Point number two. Reddit Circ's functionality sucks. It's absolutely shit. Yesterday, I spent, 15 minutes trying to find some M4F content. And in the end, I just had to strip everything down to the tags using a filter. And that was the only way I could find what I was looking for. And if I was doing that on mobile, I'd have absolutely no chance. And I gave up. What I've actually started doing is coming onto my desktop, using the filters, saving everything I might want to listen to using the Reddit kind of save, read for later function, and then looking at it on my phone, you know? And then if I don't want it, I unsave it so it's taken out of my profile list. That's the only way to find what I want. You are right. Reddit sucks. And at the end of the day, Reddit wasn't built to be used the way we are using it. Simple truth. Unfortunately, we cannot control that. We can't control that. And for the majority of people who are here, this is just a hobby. This is just a thing that they do to pass some time or as a creative outlet. The problem comes for someone like myself, who is trying to move onto, what's the phrase you used, a more professional plane, when things like searchability and organization becomes important. But that's by the by. I have other avenues through which I can offer my paid content. And if people want more structure and searchability for my stuff in particular, there are other ways they can do that. But here on Reddit as a site, as a forum, was not built for the way we are using it. And I do agree, we have now reached a point as a community where we are so large that frankly, we are outgrowing Reddit. We have found various workarounds for the things that we need to do, Pastebin, Soundgasm, as you've mentioned, and they are wonderful resources that we can use, but particularly something like Pastebin, the way Not Safe for Work content is being hammered constantly by various sites trying to satisfy the advertising gods, very soon it may be a reality that we can't use Pastebin anymore. Soundgasm was created by a very wonderful user whose name I cannot remember right now, who designed it specifically for us. Wonderful. And it was just a very quick knee-jerk, put this all together so people can use it. So there is some functionality that now, given the growth of the community, is missing. But when it was initially built, it did what it needed to do. All right? But I do agree. As a community, we are outgrowing what Reddit has to offer. And soon, maybe later, we may have to consider the fact that it's time for us to move on. The problem with that is that's not a small undertaking. It takes money, it takes time, it takes resources, it takes knowledge. And frankly, a lot of us don't have that. We just don't. So at the moment, we're stuck where we are. But, you know, that's to address point number two. Point number three, everything that Tina98 wrote. I need to check that comment because offhand, I cannot pull up any detail in my memory of what that's about. But conveying to people more often that for you, this activity is more than just a hobby. am not entirely certain that applies to most of the community. GWA as a community was built for amateur recordings, and based on some podcasts I've been listening to recently, in the very early days of Gone Wild Audio, the majority of the content was quite literally just people fapping in front of their microphone. It's only as the years have gone by that content has changed to more complicated narratives, to include scripts, to include character progression and story arc. That's just how the community has grown. But I think I'm safe in saying that for most, it's a hobby. It's something they do for fun, for release, as a creative outlet. Those people who are treating erotic audio as a job or a means of income have different places that they post their content and do not generally hang out on Reddit. Largely because, I would imagine, because of the things you mentioned in point number two. Yeah? So, these are anecdotal thoughts. They are my impressions of the community. I don't have enough facts and figures to give to you to back up what I'm saying. These are my beliefs and what I've seen, okay? But I do genuinely feel that for most people, this is a hobby, yeah? And it's a very small subsection for whom it's more than that, all right? Moving away from your... Oh, I've lost it. Here we go. Right. Moving away from the bullet points. We've got more address, more points here. Let's see. If Reddit had a normal search, it would never have occurred to me to create my own site. Do you know what? Fair play. Again, the Reddit search functionality is rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. I don't think anybody's going to fight you on that. And many creators would find it useful. Personally, I think the listener base would find it more useful than creators. There are other ways for creators to communicate with each other, and I'm sure quite a few people would. You know, utilize those different methods, but the listener experience is harmed, I feel, by how difficult Reddit is to navigate unless you're on desktop. If you're on a mobile, it is just horrible, okay? The one example, perhaps, where creators might find some additional benefit from the site you created is for scripts. I don't use Pastebin aside from in my very early days when I was writing scripts, and that's mostly because I don't want my written word off somewhere in the ether. I tend to keep it in my personal space, on my cloud or in my Dropbox, and I can give people access to those things if I want to, but at least I have control over it. I didn't know that Pastebin would delete text after a while. My understanding was you could set it to last forever, or you could set it to delete after a period of time. But again, I don't know enough about Pastebin. But I take the point that having a resource where scripts could be held reliably for as long as you need it will eventually become necessary. When I started getting requests to remove this or that content, okay, unhealthy proprietary instinct, is that what you meant? Or did you mean possessive instinct? Unhealthy, I think you mean possessive instinct here. I wouldn't call it unhealthy. I would call it a very basic, I made this, it's mine instinct. It's not unreasonable, to my mind, for someone to want to maintain control over something they've created. it's not unreasonable for someone to feel a level of ownership over something they've created. And therefore, I feel it is not unreasonable for people to be upset when that sense of ownership is challenged. There you are. But I am very glad to read here that reading some of the responses with different concerns has caused you to think differently about the responses that you got. Yeah. I'm glad. I really am glad, because as I say, there are all sorts of different reasons that someone might feel the way that they do. And it is impossible for any one individual to understand all of those reasons. Scanning documents to confirm ownership. I'm pretty certain that is a standard thing anyway. I know YouTube does something similar. When people have their content nicked over there, they have to start a copyright notice, which requires that they give away their name and address and all this business. I think that's pretty standard. But you are an individual, and asking people to give you documents confirming ownership will cause some pushback, because you are just an individual on the internet and nobody knows who you are. I'm glad that you didn't expect them, and I'm glad that nobody sent them. Oh my goodness. And I understand that there is a cultural difference here. I have never heard this proverb before: without a piece of paper, you are an insect. That fascinates me. And given that you are Russian and you are following the rules and expectations of your own country, I do feel we need to give you a tiny bit of slack, because your rules are different to ours. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know if it's something that's unique to a person's country. I really do feel that taking something without permission is an issue wherever you live. Yeah. And the idea that someone should ask you for your property before they take your property is universal, or at least I would hope so. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I live in the UK. I grew up with British values and some Caribbean values, because my parents are Jamaican. So, you know, I know what I know, and I know that I don't know what I don't know. All right. Regards to using the website, absolutely use it for yourself. I mean, I think one of the first things I said in my initial audio to start this conversation in the first place, what you did is actually a useful resource. It is a useful resource. Being able to see the creator, being able to get to their profile, being able to get to all of their content, being able to get to the audio. I'm not going to deny that it was useful, because it was. The issue I have is the permission and the scraping out of data for people who wanted to be removed from the space. Yeah. But I'm not saying it wasn't useful. I mean, it was. Okay. It was, but creating something useful for yourself is very different to creating something useful and then giving it out without thinking about the repercussions of it. Does that make sense? I can't speak for other creators here, but as a personal resource that you don't intend to share, that you're just going to use for yourself, I could care less. And I'm sure there are hundreds and hundreds of people out there who have done something similar and just quietly kept it to themselves. Okay. And again, I said this in my initial audio, right at the start, I don't for a second believe that my content isn't sitting on somebody's hard drive somewhere, having been downloaded. Yeah, I don't mind that so long as they're just keeping it to themselves and enjoying it themselves. My issue is when it's put out in a more general form for people to just access willy-nilly. All right. So use it yourself. Make it easy for you to consume the content you want in your own way, while being mindful and respectful of the creators that you're following. Yeah. And here you are, you say it in the next paragraph here. Do you regret publishing it for everyone? Yes and no. What's this line? On the other hand, I don't see anything wrong with the fact that many of you now know that the automatic archiving of the information they post on the internet is a fact. Dude, not a single one of us, and I can say this with absolute confidence, not a single one of us doubted that for a second. We know. This isn't the first time it's happened. We know. And one of the reasons people are so frustrated and tired is because we have to fight this every single time it happens. We know. But it's not right. Just because something happens regularly doesn't mean it's right. Yeah? And we can fight it. We can educate about why it's an issue and hopefully have a similar situation to what we have here, where someone's understanding and attitude towards the action is modified somehow. Yeah? I can assure you, we know this. We do realize it. We're not daft. Last paragraph. In order to get the audience more... Right. This is a difficult one, and it's a very difficult conversation to have within this context, because it is actually a different issue. I personally feel that we are outgrowing Reddit as a community. And I also feel that at some point, Reddit is going to slam the hammer on us and we're going to lose everything that we've done. You can see it already in the way that certain tags and certain content is slowly being shifted away. We can't post certain things here anymore. And that's an avalanche that's going to snowball until, I don't know, maybe Reddit ends up like Tumblr. I mean, we've seen it happen already. It happened to Tumblr, okay? Tumblr has completely sanitized their content. And it's only a matter of time before it happens here as well, because Reddit is not built for what we do. But until we band together and do something about that, we use what we have. And this is what we have. And we have the rules, we have the expectations, we have, what do they call it? The gentleman's agreement about how content is uploaded, how it's enjoyed, and how we all create. And we are relying on the goodwill of each other to make things work the way that they do. And that's all I've got. Again, thank you for... I feel like I've rushed this. I do apologize. Thank you for coming in and leaving your thoughts. I wanted a conversation. And I hope people are on the ball here. I hope that you do not get blasted for this. You have come here and you've come to talk to us, and that is valuable, okay? And I hope people appreciate that. And personally, from me, thank you for being part of the conversation. Thank you for sharing your thought process. Thank you for explaining yourself. And thank you for just thank you, okay? I don't agree with what you did and how you did it, but you have come in, you have apologized, you've explained yourself, and frankly, it's a bridge that I am now over. It's done. But if more conversation needs to happen around it, then great. Conversation is how we learn and connect and grow. And dear fucking God, we need more of that. Okay, so I'm going to go because my house is noisy and I need lunch. But thank you for being part of the discussion. Peace out.